哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣祝福我们大家平安。
Hallelujah, thank Lord Jesus for giving us peace.
今天是主的圣安息日，我们一起聚会敬拜神。
Because today is the Holy Sabbath day, we have come here to worship God.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
And may Jesus be with all of us to bless us.
这一节要跟大家谈圣城耶路撒冷。
This class, I would like to talk with you about the holy city, Jerusalem.
我们请看尼希米记。
Let's refer to the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米回来重建耶路撒冷城。
Nehemiah came back to rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
当城墙完工之后。
And after he finished completing the work of building the wall,
他就来。建立以色列人信仰的根基。
He then went to proceed and build the foundation of the faith of the Israelites.
到了第十章，我们看到他们这个属灵的信仰已经建立起来。
So by chapter 10, we can see that their faith had been established already.
城墙工程完毕。
And this was done after the completion of the wall.
然后属灵的信仰也建立起来。
And then their spiritual life was established.
所以到第十章最后说，这样我们就不离弃我们神的殿。
So you see at the very end of chapter 10, it says, we will not neglect the house of our God.
那么第十一章就记载圣城耶路撒冷的事情。
Chapter 11 begins talking about the city of Jerusalem itself.
这一章里头说很特殊。
This book is very unique.
记载圣城耶路撒冷。
Because it records the holy city Jerusalem.
我们看第十一章第一节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 1.
说百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷。
So now the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem.
其余的百姓自迁。每十人中使一人来住在圣城耶路撒冷。
And the rest of the people cast lots to bring out one out of every ten to live in Jerusalem, the holy city.
那其他的九人住在别的城邑。
While the remaining nine were to stay in their own towns.
二节说，凡甘心乐意住在耶路撒冷的百姓都为他们祝福。
Verse 2 says, the people commanded all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem.
这里在记载圣城耶路撒冷的景况。
Here we see the situation of the holy city Jerusalem.
这个城已经建造完毕。
Now this city had already been rebuilt.
这个是硬体的建设。
But this was only the physical and material building.
但是呢，里面的内容更重要。
But what's more important was the content inside of it.
圣城耶路撒冷里头的该住哪一些人？
What kind of people should live inside of this holy city?
不是随便谁要住就可以住。
It can't be anyone who just wants to live there.
这个住在圣城里面的人是有规定的。
Instead, for those who want to live inside the holy city, have to fulfill requirements.
所以这里很清楚地说。
And that's why it says clearly here.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷。
The leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem.
那么其他的百姓，每十个人。就自迁抽出一个人来住在圣城耶路撒冷。
And then one out of every ten people cast lots to see who would live inside the city.
那么这些人都是甘心乐意来住在耶路撒冷。
We see that all of these people willingly wanted to live inside the city.
那众百姓都为他们祝福。
And everyone else commended them.
所以住在耶路撒冷的人是蒙祝福的。
This tells us that the people who lived inside Jerusalem were blessed.
他们是领受了众百姓的祝福的。
Because they were able to receive the commendation from all the other people.
所以住在圣城里面的人是有福的。
And so those who lived inside the holy city are blessed.
这是第一个我们就要认识的。
And this is the first concept we need to understand.
那在我们看这些人到底是谁。
But who exactly are the people who lived inside?
那他们住在这里做什么？
And what do they do when they live there?
第三节以下。
Starting from verse 3.
就记载住在耶路撒冷的这些人。
It records exactly who lived there.
首先说 啊，这个利以色列人祭司利未人尼提领和所罗门的仆人的后裔都住在犹大城邑，各在自己的地业中。
Verse 3 says, the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem were the Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants who lived in the towns of Judah.
好，这些人呢，他们都在自己的地业中。
Each of these had their own property throughout the towns.
那住在耶路撒冷的人呢，是没有地业的。
But those who lived inside of Jerusalem didn't have their own property.
好，我们就知道他们是在圣城耶路撒冷里头啊，啊，是。专心归神的
or they didn't have other things to do except to focus on God himself.
这个是人是分别出来归神的
These are the people who were separated to belong to God.
他们不住在自己的地业中
They didn't live amongst their own.
但是下面说本省的首领住在耶路撒冷的记在下面
And then it says the following people of Judah lived in Jerusalem.
这个本省就是犹大省
tribe of Judah.
好，所以下面就记载这些人。首先记载啊，犹大人。
The first people they mention are the descendants of the tribe of Judah who lived in Jerusalem.
那这个犹大人到第六节，我们看到第六节。
And we can see from verses 2 through 6.
住在耶路撒冷的犹大人有468名。
In total, there were 468 men of Judah who lived in.
下面一句话就多是勇士。
And all of these were able men.
哦，我见这些人住在耶路撒冷要做什么
？So we can kind of gather an idea of what they plan to do.
因为他们都是勇士。
Because they're all able men.
要为神征战的人。
These are people who are going to fight for God.
哦，那第七节说
，Verse 7，
便雅悯人
，The descendants of Benjamin.
便雅悯人是代表着其他的支派的以色列人。
The people of Benjamin represent those who belong to the other tribes.
犹大支派以外的这些以色列人就用便雅悯人来代表。
Everyone outside of the tribe of Judah are categorized by the tribe of Benjamin.
那便雅悯人呢？啊，记在下面。
And then so it records the descendants of Benjamin.
他说共有啊，第八节说928名。
Verse 8 it says there were 928 men.
这些人呢、啊，便雅悯人呢、啊，以色列人住在这里。
And so these Benjaminites or people of Israel lived here in the city as well.
那他们都有他们自己的官长。
And they all had their own chiefs and officers.
再看第十节。
In verse 10.
祭司当中，有哪些人
？It mentions who of the priesthood were there as well.
这些祭司啊。当然就是在圣殿里面服侍神的人。
Of course, the priests are those who served in the temple.
那特别提到第十四节。
Especially in verse 14, it mentions.
说还有他们的弟兄啊，啊，大能的勇士，一共有128名。
That there were 128 of them who were able men as well.
这个祭司当中呢，还也有大能的勇士。
It says that amongst the priests themselves, there were great warriors.
他们除了在圣殿服侍神之外
So in addition to serving inside of the temple
他们还要征战
They had to fight as well
所以他们是大能的勇士
So these were great warriors
可见这些人呢因为他们是服侍神的人信心是很更坚强的
But moreover because they were also priests they had very strong faith
所以这128名都是大能的勇士
So these 128 men were valiant warriors
那十五节记载是利未人
Verse 15 it mentions the Levites
我们知道利未人也是在圣殿服侍神的
Now we know that the Levites also serve inside of the temple
他们是管理殿外的事物
They take care of the external things of the temple
那这些人呢我们看到十八节
And we see in verse 18
说在圣城的利未人呢一共有284名
That the Levites in the holy city totaled 284
那么这一些啊，就是住在圣城的人。
So these were all the people who lived inside of the holy city of Jerusalem.
所以看起来就是祭司、利未人和的这些勇士。
And so it looks like it's only composed of the priests, the Levites, and these valiant men.
还有所有百姓的官长。
And the officials of the people.
都住在耶路撒冷。
They all lived inside of the city.
那么这些人呢，在圣城耶路撒冷里面，这些都是专心呢服侍神的人。
In addition, everyone who lived inside of the city focused on serving God.
这些勇士和便雅悯人，他们都在看顾这个城的。
So in general, these great warriors and the people of Benjamin were there to protect the city.
祭司利未人呢，他们在圣殿服侍神的。
And then the priests and the Levites served within the temple.
让这个圣城就这样很坚固。
And by doing all of this, the city was very stable.
所以尼希米呀，他做这样的措施啊。
And so you can see the kind of arrangements and planning that Nehemiah did.
他要使这个建立起来的圣城呢非常坚固。
He wanted to establish this city to be a very strong and stable one.
不再像以前呢受到仇敌的攻击毁坏凌辱。
He didn't want the city to be like the previous one where once it was attacked, it was taken away.
所以城墙既然已经修完毕了，就要使圣城非常的坚固。
And so after the walls were rebuilt outside of the city itself needed to be sound.
那今天这个圣城耶路撒冷。
But today, this holy city of Jerusalem.
预表的我们末后的真教会。
Represents the true church of the end days.
末后的真教会是天上的耶路撒冷。
Because the true church of the end days is the heavenly Jerusalem.
这是属灵的耶路撒冷。
It's the spiritual Jerusalem.
我们看启示录。
Let's refer to the book of Revelation.
启示录第二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Chapter 21.
第二节。
Verse
2. 二十一章第二节。
Chapter 21, verse 2.
说我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷。由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
这一个圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里由天而降。
So this holy city, the new Jerusalem, comes from God.
预备好了，好像新妇。装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And it is prepared just as a bride is beautifully dressed for her husband.
这个是属灵的耶路撒冷。
This is the spiritual Jerusalem.
天上的耶路撒冷。
The heavenly Jerusalem.
但它从神那里降到地上来。
And it's coming from God to earth.
那降到地上来就好像新妇。
And when it comes to earth, it is coming just as a new bride.
装饰整齐。
Who was adorned,
等候丈夫
waiting for her husband.
这个就是一个已经完成的耶路撒冷。
This means this is a Jerusalem that is already complete.
像尼希米已经完成了这个耶路圣城耶路撒冷。
Just as Nehemiah was able to complete the city of Jerusalem in his days.
这个耶路撒冷是预表的末后的真教会。
But this Jerusalem represents the true church of the end days.
我们知道以前耶路撒冷城也是被建造了，但是呢，我们没有看到他们。有行告成礼那样的神圣的仪式。
I mean, we know that Jerusalem had been built in the past, but we never saw anything of it ourselves.
也没有这样的规定。
We never saw any requirements on Jerusalem.
所以从尼希米记看到，他们把圣城这些安顿好之后，接下去第十二章就举行了告成礼。
But what we do see is that in chapter after Nehemiah finished the city of Jerusalem in chapter 12, they performed dedication and
other things. 非常隆重的一个告成礼。
And it was very glorious.
众民大大的喜乐。
Because it was able to gather all the people together.
这个是记在十二章里面。
And this is what's recorded in chapter 12.
因为他已经这个是可以献给神的一个圣城。
Because this was a holy city that was able to be dedicated to God.
这个圣城，这个献给神，他会升到天上去了。
And when it's dedicated to God, He will ascend it up to heaven.
那现在我们看到了那个圣城呢，降下来了。
And then now today we see it descending.
尼希米那个圣城呢，献给神的，现在降下来了。
The holy city that Nehemiah dedicated to God ascended to heaven, and now is descending before us.
就是末后的真教会。
Because it is the church of the end days.
啊，像新妇啊，已经装饰整齐。
And it's just like a new bride adorned for her husband.
那我们知道这个新妇就是耶稣基督的教会。
And we know that this bride is the church of God.
哎，所以在啊第二十一章的第九节那里说。
So in Revelation chapter 21 verse 9 it says.
天使呢，啊，要将基督啊，啊的妻。新妇指给他看。
The angel said, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb."
哦，那是谁呢
？And who is this?
所以第十节就说他被圣灵感动。
Verse 10 it says he was moved in the Spirit.
哦，在灵里头啊，啊他就看见了啊这个圣城耶路撒冷。
And in the Spirit he saw the holy city of Jerusalem.
啊，从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷。
Coming down out of heaven from God.
啊，所以这个。就证明说，这个圣城耶路撒冷就是基督耶稣的教会。
This proves to us that the holy city of Jerusalem is the church of Jesus Christ.、
哦、那今天呢，我们真教会既然是圣城耶路撒冷
，Now today, if our church is the holy city of Jerusalem,
那是要，我们一定要把它建造完成。
That we have to build it until it is complete.
啊，像新妇啊，装饰整齐。
So it is just as a bride adorned for her husband.
所以今天我们建造这个圣城的工作。
So as we build up the city,
我们还在继续中。
We are still continuing this. 哎，
我们要怎么样来完成这个圣城耶路撒冷的工作？
We have to ask ourselves, how do we complete the work of building it?
我们知道，我们信仰的生活。要根据圣经上神真理的教训。
First of all, we have to understand that our teachings have to be based according to the teachings of the Bible.
我们在真理的根基上
，the root of our truth，
建立了我们的信仰
，will establish our faith.
哦，那我们的信仰是要在生活上去表现出来。
And then our faith has to be applied and manifested in our daily life.
这个就是城墙。
This is what it means to rebuild the wall. 哎，
所以如果单单有了这个信仰，
And so if you only have faith alone,
哦，没有啊，生活上实际的表现，
And it is not coupled with actions in your daily life,
就像没有城墙的一座城，
Then it's just as a city without a wall.
一个圣殿在那里赤裸裸的，
It's a temple that is open and exposed.
哦，那百姓就受凌辱了。
Then all the people inside the city will be taken captive.
根本不能荣耀神。
And they can't glorify God at all.
所以尼希米回来啊，把它重建起来。
So Nehemiah came back and first rebuilt the wall.
哇，现在成为一个又坚固又荣耀的圣城。
And then he was able to build a very glorious and stable city.
所以他是盛大的举行告成礼献给神。
And that's why they were able to have a great dedication ceremony.
哦，今天呢，我们就是要做这个工作。
Today this is the work that we're doing.
怎么样来做成为装饰整齐的新妇
？So how do we adorn the city as a new bride？
哎，这个就是把城墙盖好。
This is what it means to rebuild the wall。
啊，像尼希米一样。
Just like Nehemiah。
啊，今天我们就是要装饰整齐。
And today that's the work we're doing to adorn it。
所以要怎么样能装饰整齐
？So if you ask how do we adorn it？
啊，我们看启示录。
We can look to the book of Revelation。
十九章。
Chapter 19。
启示录十九章
Revelation chapter 19
第七节
Verse 7
十九章第七节
Chapter 19 verse 7
说我们要、哦、欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了新妇、啊、也自己预备好了
Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready、嗯
我们要欢喜快乐。
We have to rejoice and be glad.
我们要看到啊，尼希米记十二章啊，哇，他们真是大大的欢喜快乐。
When you look at Nehemiah chapter 12, you can see how joyous they were.
因为圣城耶路撒冷已经建造完成。
Because they knew that the holy city of Jerusalem was finally rebuilt.
哦，现在是非常坚固又荣耀的圣城。
And it was a very solid and glorious city.
哦，所以他们大大的喜乐。
So they were all singing praises and thanksgiving.
啊，现在我们也是一样。
And today it's the same for us.
如果我们已经装饰整齐了，
If we've already adorned the city,
那我们也要欢喜快乐。
In the same way, we should have be rejoicing.
哦、我们要献给神，要这个荣耀归给他了。
Because we have to dedicate it to God and give glory to God.
主耶稣要来迎娶他的心腹了。
And then Jesus will come to receive His bride.
那我们都预备好了。
Because we have been ready.
那怎么样预备好？
But the question is, how do we prepare ourselves? Verse 8 it says,
我就蒙恩穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear.
那这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And the fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
今天我们信道要行义。
Today we have to not only believe, but do the works of God.
如果只有信道不行义，
Because if we only have faith and do not,
那就是没有城墙的圣殿。
And do not act, then we are a holy city without a wall.
不能荣耀神的。
It can't glorify God.
所以今天呢，我们所要预备的是什么？
So what do we need to prepare today?
就是行义。
It's our actions.
将我们所信的道，把它表明出来。
We have to take what we believe and manifest it in our lives.
我们看。腓立比书。
Let's refer to the book of Philippians.
第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章十四节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 14.
二章十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论
Do everything without complaining or arguing
使你们无可指责诚实无畏在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女
So that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation
你们显在这个世代中好像明光照耀将生命的道表明出来
in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life
叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳
in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing
这个就是圣城耶路撒冷
this is the holy city of Jerusalem
今天我们把将所信的生命的道在我们心里这个生命的道怎么样在我们生活上、侍奉上将它表明出来
Today the question is how do we take the words of life that's in our heart and manifest it in our regular lives and in our servitude
我们在教会的一切的侍奉
Our servitude that's inside the church
无论做什么事情
Regardless of what we do
这个原则要守住
We have to keep this principle
凡所行的都不要发怨言
That whatever we do without complaining or arguing.
不要起争论。
Without causing argument.
如果我们达到这样的地步。
Now, if we're able to reach this point.
那就表明我们这个城墙，我们的团契啊，真的是建立起来了。
Then it means that our wall, our fellowship is truly built up.
在团契里面呢，是没有怨言，没有争论的。
Because inside of a fellowship, there should not be arguing or complaining.
不管任何的团契。
No matter what kind of fellowship it is,
不会没有怨言，没有争论。
There shouldn't be complaining or arguing.
有一些团契的时候，团契啊，哇，出现怨言了。
Sometimes in fellowship, you can hear.
那这个团契就团不起来哦。
You have a lot of gossip, and so this fellowship can never really establish itself.
耶路撒冷教会这个团契。
But the city of Jerusalem, this fellowship.
到第六章的时候就有怨言出。
You can see in chapter 6, already there was these gossips.
所以使徒们就很紧张啊。
And so the apostles were very afraid.
马上召集众人来。
Immediately they called all the people together.
哇，怎么出现怨言呢？
They said, where did this all come from?
所以他们立刻处理，把这个怨言消除掉。
And so immediately the first thing they did was to remove all of these gossips.
本来他们这个团契是在第四章的时候，哇，非常完美。
Originally in chapter 4, their fellowship was very beautiful.
使徒大有能力，众门蒙大恩。
The apostles were very powerful and everyone received the grace of God.
非常荣耀神。
And they glorified God.
而现在既然出现了怨言了。
But then all of a sudden these words came about.
所以他们马上处理掉。
So the first thing they did was to get rid of it.
今天教会里面如果出现怨言。
Today, if in the church we have a lot of gossip.
城墙就破掉了。
Then the wall is broken.
所以这一项要我们要努力。
So we need to make more effort on this.
希望我们在教会里面不管做什么事情
We hope that no matter what we're doing in the church
听不到怨言
You can never hear gossip
好同时呢在没有争论
Moreover there would not be any arguments
不起争论
Or that you will not cause arguments
哦这一点可能有不容易啊
This is a little harder
怎么样才不会有争论
How do you not have arguments
啊看十三节
Let's read verse 13
说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行为要成全他的美意
Verse 13 For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose
这个一定没有争论的
If you have this then you'll never have arguing
神运行在我们每个人的心里
It's God who works in all of our hearts
让我们每个人立志行事都一样的目标要成全神的美意
So that we all determine to work and to fulfill God's good work.
你看那些被神的灵感动回来耶路撒冷重建圣殿的人，如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
You can see how all the people who were moved by God to return to Jerusalem to rebuild it worked with one accord.
一个人跟谁争论
？Which one person argued with somebody else?
如果我们看到一个人自己跟自己在那里争论。那是什么样的人
If we see a person arguing with himself We would wonder what kind of person he is
自言自语那个人是什么人
What kind of person is that
不会有这样的事情
This doesn't happen
今天呢我们在主耶稣基督里面
Now today we are in Jesus
所以保罗勉励他们说无论做什么事情
Therefore Paul encouraged them No matter what you do
意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念
You should be a sound mind and of love You should have the same mind and the same love with one another
那要做到这样的地步
But to reach that point
只有十三节这个
Can only be achieved by verse 13
让神运行在我们心中
To let God work in our hearts
那就会像一个人一样
Then we will all be as one person
没有争论
Where there would be no division
那就完成了
And then it will be complete
真的这个圣城就是荣耀的圣城
And then the city then can glorify God
所以我们就会成像明光照耀一样这个发光啊
At that point we will be like a bright light shining
这圣城就是发光的城
Because the holy city is a city of light
15节
Verse 15
说是你们无可指摘的
It says you become blameless
诚实无畏
And pure
在这个弯曲悖谬的时代做神无瑕疵的儿女
that you become children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation
那这样我们显在这个时代中就好像明光照耀
then you will become like lights or shine like stars in this world
这个就是圣城耶路撒冷
this is the purpose of the holy city
这是我们每个人应当要努力的
and this is what we need to pursue for
我们每个人都对着自己的房屋修建
we have to first rebuild ourselves
不要去对别人
we shouldn't try to first rebuild other people
对自己修建
first fix yourself
达到这个目标
reach this goal
不要说你不要来跟我吵
don't say to others don't argue with me
没有用的
that's useless
我不跟你吵就没有事了
because if I don't argue with you then
我不跟你争论
I'm not going to debate with you.
不必争论
Because there's no need for it.
因为是神的事情
Because this is all God's work.
那人还争论什么呢
If this is God's work, then what's there to argue about?
亚伯拉罕的老仆人
Abraham's old servant
去为以撒娶妻
went to find a wife for his son Isaac.
找到利百加
And he found Rebecca.
对他的哥哥拉班说
And he said to Abraham,
我一路以来神这样带领我。
He said to Laban, God has guided me the whole way.
找到了你的妹妹利百加。
And I found your sister, Rebecca.
现在你看你的意见怎么样
And so he asked Laban, so what do you think about this?
如果你同意那就好。
If you agree, then good.
不同意那我可以再去找。
If not, then I will go and continue to find another person.
看你的意见怎么样
So what's your opinion?
这个拉班说这一件事情既然出于神人还能说好说歹吗
Laban,
人还有意见吗
Laban replied, well, if this came from God, then what opinion can a man have?
这句话很好
This is actually good.
所以在教会里面保罗告诉我们
So in the church, Paul tells us,
不要效法这个世界
Don't imitate this world.
世界的人是 人跟人的意见在那讨论，在那里你讲讲出来。
Because in this world, is man conversing with man about their own opinion?
但是我们不是的，我们是要心力更新变化。
But we're different. We have to be renewed in the spirit.
来查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Examine what is the good and acceptable will of God.
不是听你的意见，不是听我的意见，大家来查验神的旨意。
It's not that I'm going to listen to your opinion or my opinion, but I'm going to examine what's God's will.
哪来的争论？
So where does the conflict come from?
可是如果我们效法这个世界，
But if we imitate the world,
就会有争论。
Then we will have argument.
因为人的意见总是不同。
Because everyone has a different opinion.
要人的意念相同，爱心相同，一样的心思一样，怎么可能？
And if you're following man's will, then how can you have the same mind and the same love and to be together as one?
那是绝对办不到的。
It's impossible.
就夫妻两个人也是办不到的。
Because it can't even be done between a husband and wife.
总是要妥协一下。
Everybody has to compromise.
但今天在基督里面是办得到的。
But today in Jesus, this can't be done.
因为有同一个圣灵住在我们里面。
We have the same spirit living within all of us.
而且呢，我们所讲的话是一样的。
Moreover, we all speak the same words.
你看，我们祷告都讲一样的话。
When we pray, we say the same thing.
啊，当时挪亚以前的人呢、啊，讲同样的话。
Before, during Noah's time and before, they all spoke the same language.
你看他们做什么？
And what happened?
他们很厉害的。
They were very powerful. 哎，
方向错了。如果他们说一心一意要荣耀神，那就好了。
Although they had the wrong direction, as long as they were saying, "Oh, let's glorify God," everything would be great.
那就不会有洪水的这个事情。
Then the flood would never have come.
可是他们方向错。
But they were in the wrong direction.
但是那一种一样的人民讲一样的话。哦，那种力量是太强了。
But the strength of the people who speak the same language and are of the same kind are very powerful.
神说没有不成的事情，他们想做的事情就可以做。
God even said that these people will be able to fulfill whatever they want.
今天我们在教会里面。
Today in the church.
如果能够这样子。
If we can be like this.
靠，大家都靠着圣灵，顺着圣灵。
Where everyone relies on the Spirit and submits to the Spirit.
神的灵运行在我们每个人心。
And the Spirit is working inside all of our hearts.
我们都讲一样的话。
Then we all speak the same language.
那这个力量就很强了。
Then our strength is powerful.
就没有不成的事。
And there's nothing we cannot accomplish.
所以保罗说，为要成就神的美意。
So Paul says to fulfill the good will of God.
所以今天我们要达到这样的地步。
Today we have to reach this point.
并不是困难的事情。
The question isn't a question of difficulty.
只要我们谦卑在神的面前，我们愿意顺服。
But whether we are willing to humble ourselves to submit to God.
很容易做到的。
If this is easy to do.
我自己个人是这样做的。
Or this is actually easy to do because
I've done it myself. 在教会里面，无论如何，我不跟任何人争论。
I'll say in the church, I don't argue with anybody.
因为神在这里。
Because God is here.
没有必要争论。
There's no need for argument.
好坏神看得很清楚
God,
耶稣就在这里
God can see himself what's good and what's bad
有什么好争论的
So if that's the case what's there to argue about
很简单
It's very simple
如果在世上那就不一样
Now in the world it's different
但是在教会里面
But in the church
听神的
It's like heaven
我没有意见
I don't have opinion
神的旨意我怎么能说好说歹呢
Who am I to say what is God's will and what's not?
如果我要讲话,
If I want to speak,
那就讲神的旨意。
Then let's speak what's God's will.
神让我明白, 哎, 神的旨意是这样子哦。
And then God will allow me to understand what his will is.
哎, 我的责任就完了。
And then my responsibility is done.
还争什么论?
So then what is there to argue about?
所以在教会里面哦, 我们要知道。
So in the church, we have to be very careful of this.
没有怨言, 没有争论。
There's no...Conflict, no gossiping, no argument.
这个是我的原则。
This is my principle.
信主之后，我就要遵守这个。
After I believe in Jesus, this is what I keep.
什么事情我不发怨言。
And no matter what circumstance, I will not complain.
我知道凡事互相效力，都叫爱神的人得益处。
I know that in all things, it is for the benefit of God.
所以首先我要确定我爱神。
So first thing I need to affirm is that I love God.
所以我就没有怨言。
If I love God, then I will not complain.
不管什么事情临到我。
No matter what happens.
哇，感谢神。
I thank God.
不会错。很简单的一条，凡所行的，没有怨言，没有争论。
It's a very simple verse. Whatever you do, do without complaining or arguing.
哎，这样就会发光了。
Then you can shine the light.
就会成为啊。无瑕疵的神的儿女
Then you can become blameless children of God
我们的道理啊就会发光了
then our gospel can shine.
这些人是神的儿子。
These people are the children of God.
这些人是基督的门徒。
These people are disciples of Jesus.
大家会看得很清楚。
Everyone will see it clearly.
所以说，今天我们要把圣城建立起来。
So today we have to rebuild the holy city.
从哪里做？
Where do we start?
对着自己的房屋修建。
First, we rebuild our own house.
你的房屋如果对面盖弄好了，整个城墙就好了。
Because after your houses are built, then the city itself.
你看他们五十二天会完成。
You can see how they were able to rebuild the wall in 52 days.
因为他们一段一段分工啊。
They did this because they divided the workload.
最基本的就是一个个人的这一部分完成。
At the very least, each person just built their own part.
你完成的时候，全部都完成了。
If each person builds their part, then when it's done, the wall is done.
因为它是按照个人的这个能力来分配。
And this can happen because each person is given work according to their ability.
所以大家进度是一样的。
So everyone has to do the same kind of work.
当我放下最后一块，大家都放上最后一块。
If we all have the same ability, then if we all finish our work, then the whole work is done.
你看，个人完成，全体完成。
So if I finish my own work, I know that everyone else is done.
今天的教会里面，我们要求自己，全体就好了。
Today in the church, if we expect things of ourselves, then when we fulfill it, then everything will be done.
这个道理如果懂了，那一切都好了。
And if we understand this teaching, then everything's fine.
感谢神。
Thank God.
希望我们的圣城呢，新耶路撒冷很快能像装饰整齐的新妇。
I hope our holy city, the New Jerusalem, will quickly become like a new bride who is adorned.
献给主耶稣，等候主的迎娶。
That she is waiting to be given to Jesus.
感谢神。
Thank God.
见证到这里。